Hello there. We're Vince and Elliot McNally.
Yes, the great-great-grandsons of map-making mogul Rand McNally.
And we'll be your hosts and tour guides on a trip across America, one small town at a time.
In the spirit of our great-great-grandfather, we're traveling the country writing the family's first almanac in over 50 years, Towns and Country, the McNally Brothers' comprehensive guide to small-town America.
Each week we'll be in a new town, and after getting to know the place and the people, we'll tell you, the listener, all there is to know.
In a show we call These Parts, a podcast putting towns on the map. Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of These Parts. I am one of your hosts, Elliot McNally, and joining me, as always, as you know, is my brother, friend, and traveling companion, Vince McNally. How's it going, Vince?
It's going great, Elliot. Good to be back on the road in the great United States. You know, we just got back from the wonderful continent of Europe, and boy, are our arms tired.
Was that a joke?
Yeah, that was that. No, our arms are actually quite tired because we have to unpack everything, all the souvenirs.
And we did have quite the suitcase full of souvenirs.
And by suitcase, we mean RV with another RV strapped to the top of it.
Yeah, we were airlifted from the continent of Europe back here, and we basically just touched ground and were off to the races, and we got to the town we're in today.
We sure did, and what a town it is.
It really, being in this town, Vince, has made me reflect on our childhood, and I see you already have the McNally family album right there you brought up, probably just to embarrass us.
I sure did. It's going to be a little bit of friendly fire as well, though. I don't get away scot clean in this photo album. A lot of embarrassing shots of us as children. Elliot, I see here you have fashioned your own diaper out of a map.
Yeah, our love of maps really started early. And I mean, listeners, you can't see this, obviously. We'll post some on the forums, some photos. But historically, McNallys have been pretty averse to taking photos of them. They always believed that their ability for navigation and, you know, finding new things and cartography stemmed from their soul. And if you took a photo of that, it would steal part of that. So, you know, when Vince and I were younger, we really did like photos, and so they acquiesced, but you're not going to find that many photos of our ancestors.
No, it's a bit of a McNally superstition. Let's reflect on maybe the funner, simpler times as a child. I still remember your first words, Elliot.
Was it map?
No, it was commemorative pushpin.
You know, that's right. That is right. And that's where we thought of the name for our pushpins that we're going to stick in our map today. And Vince, I think we should do that right now. Should we put it on the map?
We should put it on the map.
So listeners, take out your comprehensive U.S. wall map. Stick it on the wall, maybe unfurl it. If you have it in a sheath or some sort of carrying case, it would be a good idea to take that out now. Get ready to stick a pin in Coolsville, Kentucky. This town has been really a blast from the past. It's been a trip for Vince and I, who didn't really have that much of a traditional childhood, because we were, you know, making maps and exploring the great United States with our relatives. But this town is inhabited by kids who really went full force on the threat of running away from home. And they did, and they established the town, and we're talking with one of them today.
We sure are. Now, before we put this pin in the map, we'd like you to introduce yourself. And before you do that, let me thank you for taking the time to join us. We know you have a busy schedule running a town and everything.
Yeah, it's no problem. You can just call me Scorpion.
I'm sorry, Scorpion?
Scorpion, yeah. Everybody in Coolsville adopts animal names so that our parents can't track us down. So you can just call me Scorpion.
That's Scorpion, fine. Can you stop touching those knobs and buttons? And can you just sit still?
No.
Well, we appreciate honesty on this show. And we appreciate, again, you taking the time. Could you do us the honor, Scorpion, of putting a pin into Coolsville, Kentucky?
Yeah, no problem.
Did you have to mash your fist down on our recording panel when you did that?
Well, you said put a pin in it. I thought I'd just, you know, go for broke on it.
Okay, well, we'll deal with that in post. But why don't you tell us about yourself, about Coolsville, and about how you kind of rose the ranks of the town?
Yeah, sure. I've been here about 3 years. So I ran away. I won't tell you where I ran away from, but the team there is like the Nuggets. So that's like a hint. And I ran away when I was 7 years old because my older brother, he wanted to build a skate ramp in our backyard. And our parents were like, no. And so we packed up and we left and we came here because we had heard about it on the internet.
Is your brother here too?
Yeah, he's here.
Is he kind of like your second in command, or what's his name?
I like to think of him as like the town sheriff, if we even have one.
Well, that's cool. I mean, the town sheriff riding a skateboard. I mean, that's pretty fun.
Yeah, it's really cool. He can do like two ollies in a row. I don't know if you know what that is.
I do know, and that's like one of the hardest tricks, I think.
Yeah, it's pretty tough.
If I'm not mistaken, it's like the hardest trick you can do on a skateboard.
Yeah, it's the number one hard trick, so he can do two in a row. It's a pretty big deal. That's kind of how he became the sheriff.
Oh, so there was like an ollie competition?
He just intimidated everybody else when we got here.
Oh, yeah, that makes
sense.
The
old sheriff threw down his star.
How many things in the town are decided in skate competitions or just trick challenges?
Most things. We don't have elections because like elections are for dumb grown-ups, so we just see like who's the cool, like that's, you know, that's where the name comes from, like who's the coolest. And so it can be whatever you want, like maybe you want to do two ollies in a row, or maybe you want to like spray paint a bunch of stuff, or maybe you know karate and you can like do some karate for people, or like if you have a cool hat that counts.
This all makes a lot of sense.
What about Vince's hat that he's wearing now?
It's pretty good. I mean, you should turn it around backwards.
Oh, Vince, you got to take notes on that one.
I'm a little confused. The hat is circular, so it's symmetrical on all sides. So it's not really in a state of being on forward or backward at any one time.
But like, you can tell which is the front and which is the back. And like, right, your front's front and your back's back.
Here we go. All right. Is this better?
This way cooler, yeah.
What if he has like a frayed brim? Is that cool?
It's pretty cool. Okay. If you got it being like extreme, like if you fell down a bunch, but if you were a poser and you just like rubbed it on the cement a bunch, that would not be cool.
Man, I'm learning so much.
It's truly interesting. What about you personally? You mentioned that a lot of people have a lot of cool traits that earn them high-ranking positions in this town, and dare I say rightfully so. What about you, though?
I'm double jointed in my right shoulder, so I can like pop it out. Check this out.
Oh, gross.
Yikes. Hold on.
Yeah, it's super gross. And so, gross things are cool.
Can you pop that back in?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. Well, that's pretty cool. So how many people actually, or kids actually live in the town?
We got about 250.
Man, and so are you guys actively recruiting? I mean, you mentioned seeing the town on the internet.
We have a Twitter, and we have a Facebook page. And so, like, you can go to those and find out more info. But that's a lot of what's on there is false info, because we're finding that, like, adults are starting to use Facebook and Twitter. So we're mostly just on Yo.
So you gleaned all the information on how to leave your childhood home in Denver. Or, I'm sorry. We can edit that out.
Oh, man. Yeah.
How to leave your childhood home in the land of the Nuggets and come to Coolsville all just from a Yo.
A series of Yos, yeah. I mean, one Yo tells you a little bit, but like you gotta keep yoing back and forth.
Sure.
That's true. That's astute. I pulled up the Coolsville, Kentucky official Twitter feed, and maybe you can shed some light on what I'm reading here. It says, sure. Smell you later, and then it's just a picture of a man's butt.
Yeah. It's like his butts are smelly, you know? Like when you fart, like if you rip a big one, like that is pretty cool.
What ranking does that get you in the town?
Let's see. Well, there's this guy, Barracuda. He can rip it pretty big. And so he is our public works officer. He's in charge of all the parks. And so that's how we got that, wherever you want to rate park service. I mean, we rate it pretty high because we spend a lot of time outdoors.
There was that one park that we passed walking around that has that pyramid of surge cans.
Yeah,
that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's cool. If you can get to the top of it, you get to drink as much surge as you want. I mean, we do that, like, the third Thursday is a surge battle. So, like, everybody's got to try it. Like, do you guys know King of the Hill?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So, like, you got to get to the top, and then you're the king, and then you can drink as much surge as you want for the next month until the next third Thursday.
I find it interesting that I heard Surge actually sponsors the town, but they're totally cool with it being not parental supervised at all, and they're not going to divulge information.
Yeah, Surge is a cool company for sure. They're down with what we're trying to do here. So they bring in a bunch of Surge like a couple days before Surge Tower. And yeah, it's free. So we usually post that on like Facebook and Twitter because it's not really revealing where we are so much, as much as generating buzz.
Well, I think we should talk about some other cool things, Vince. Just in this very short time we've been talking, I've noticed you've frayed your brim and ripped off the sleeves on your shirt. So it seems like you're pretty immersed in the culture already.
Elliot, I don't know what you're talking about. My shirt was always like this.
Well, now you just don't have a shirt on and you have a scorpion drawn on your chest.
Well, I appreciate that. That's a good looking scorpion.
Thanks, man. I did it from memory and I had to draw it upside down because I was looking at my own chest while I was drawing it.
It's kind of like a tattoo, but like not because like you wouldn't get one because those hurt a lot.
Yeah, totally. That's lame.
Yeah.
Totally
lame. Paid school, whatever. It's like I wouldn't get a tattoo. Never mind.
Well, yeah, we don't have to talk about that. We should talk about some other cool stuff, Vince, in a segment we call Local Legends.
So, listeners, Local Legends is our foray into the lore of a town by investigating one of its most interesting, influential, or famous people. There are plenty of tall tales, and, you know, people of legend in the places we visit, and I think it's only appropriate that we look into them. Elliot, we've got quite a doozy this week.
Yeah, and Scorpion, I know that you kind of told us about this guy, and I was wondering, I mean, I know you're kind of the ringleader of the town, but the town still has legends. It was around before you got here, and so there are these mythical people. Would you care to tell us about who we decided on today?
This guy, he goes by the name of the Lion King, and he was here, like, before anyone, I think. Like, he might have been the original settler. And I think he's, like, super old. He's, like, 25 or something. And he just lives... He doesn't live really in town because it's, like, a kid-only zone, and he respects that.
So there is a cutoff point. So he had to leave at some point?
Yeah. We follow pretty standard, like, government rules, 18, you're out.
Oh, really? So you abide by the government in that sense?
Yeah, I figure, you know, they've already established it, so...
Sure, like, cut out all that work. You know, you have other stuff to focus on.
Avoiding work is pretty cool.
It's so cool, yeah. I mean, we called a committee. We're like, how old do people have to be before we kick them out? And then it was like, who cares? 18, whatever. And then gavel, 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 and we were done.
Oh, so you guys have gavels, too. That seems pretty amazing that you guys have been able to establish these things in the town by just being as young as you are.
I mean, the gavels came in. Those were a free giveaway from Surge again. They were like, what else do you need? And we're like, gavels, we got to make some choices about things. And gavels are so cool because like you're a judge, like Judge Dredd or whatever.
Yeah.
And like,
well, those were the promotion. That was for Surge Extreme. And there was those alleged things that it said it made you blind. And so they added the gavel to the giveaway pack because Justice is blind, right?
Exactly. That's exactly right. Yeah. And so we got a bunch of those. They had a bunch left over because they said that promotion didn't really go super well. And so they had a bunch extra. They're like, you guys want these? And we're like, yeah, we got to run our meetings. So thanks.
You know,
thanks,
taking a cursory glance around, Scorpion, seems like almost everything, at least in our field of vision, is Surge sponsored. It's got a Surge logo on it somewhere.
Yeah, they're really cool. They provide us a lot of stuff.
Does anybody, or do you think that's like selling out at all? Or, I mean, how do you guys view that?
Oh, no, Surge keeps it real. Like, have you seen their commercials? There's always like people skateboarding and stuff, so.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they must be cool then, I guess.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Let's talk about the Lion King again. So is there a story or some sort of lore about how he came to the town or why he decided to leave his parents in the first place?
Yeah, they say he left, like, day one. Like, he came out of the womb and was like, peace out. Flipped his cap around, threw on some shades, and, like, immediately jumped on a skateboard and was, like, out of there. And his folks were like, no, don't go. We love you. And he's like, uncool. And he just started skating until he saw this huge skate ramp and was like, this is the place for me. And he found it Coolsville, Kentucky.
Wait, so why was there a skate ramp here to begin with?
Well, no one knows. It came from those who were here before.
The first children.
Yeah, maybe.
Wow.
We don't like to think too much because, like, older than 25 years is history, and history is not cool.
Yeah. So it had to have been pretty recent.
I guess. I mean, 25 years is a long time ago.
Yeah, I mean, that's so long ago.
Yeah. it's like only, like, lame people are that old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
It's like the Lion King's cool. But, like, I don't know. He keeps getting older every year. Crazy.
So is he, like, trying to concoct any potions or any Fountain of Youth type things to, like, keep him young?
I mean, he talks a lot about moisturizing now, which I have trouble with because it's not super cool. But he doesn't interact with a ton of the kids anymore. We have a meeting every first Tuesday. I'll go out to his cabin on the edge of town and just keep him updated about what's going on. And he'll give me some advice, but like not in a dorky way. Like he'll just be like, well, you could do this if you want, whatever. I'll be like, all right. But yeah, he mostly stays to himself. He's got a lot of notebooks he writes in and like, I don't know.
Well, I know that there was sort of a fiasco, if you might even call it that, about when you guys got a package from GNC and it was addressed to the Lion King and they were just, you know, multivitamins that were not of the Flintstone variety. And yeah, you guys kind of had to talk to him about that and just say, you know, what's going on? So what was the resolution?
Yeah, he was, I don't know. I don't like to talk about this because everybody else is like pretty upset about it still. But he told me that he was just trying to take care of his body, which I don't even know what that means.
Well, what's the other nutrition here besides Surge? I mean, there's the drink, obviously, but then what do you guys
eat? Besides Surge. Oh, man. Pop-Tarts. A lot of Pop-Tarts.
Oh, those are cool.
And then we do hunt the wild pigs that are around town.
For the protein.
For the protein, yeah. Also, cool. Hunting's pretty cool.
Do you guys have like hunters and then gatherers who I assume just make the Pop-Tarts?
Yeah, we've kind of divided a bit into that, like to each their own. It's on a rotating schedule, but we'll sharpen sticks up with like knives that we have that we got, or like Ninja Stars or other stuff like that.
Were those in Surge promotional packs as well?
Yeah, that was from Surge's like Japanese line, which again they said really didn't go well because people thought it was like racist, and I don't really know what that means, but I know we got a bunch of sweet ass shurikens. So,
well, before we move on, maybe we should talk about the most important moment in Coolsville history, and it does involve the Lion King and his brother who came looking for him so many years later, who only goes by the name Scar.
That is a tale steeped in conflict and sadness. It's a real bummer.
So what happened? I mean, Scar came to try and get Lion King, you know, just saying that he should probably apply to college or something.
Yeah, I mean,
Lion King refused.
We call this dude Scar, but he introduced himself as Steve.
Oh, okay.
What are you doing? That's a dork's name. He's like, no, my name is Steve Merriweather, and I'm here. I found my brother. I'm here to bring him back. I'm like, ugh, gross. And so we kind of just like went pshaw and like turned our backs on him because I don't want to deal with anybody talking about that. But I did creep up to the Lion King's window when he came because I wanted to know what was going on. And they were having a really in-depth conversation about like, oh, their mother was sick and like you really need to come home and you need to stop this experiment. It's not getting funded anymore. And I didn't really understand what that meant, but like, it just seemed really dorky.
Yeah, that's lame.
It does. Family illness is pretty lame.
Yeah.
Especially like when you have your brother here and you seem to have a pretty good relationship with him. And like, I mean, Vince and I, if you guys are ever looking for a couple other dudes to like, I don't know, we're not really that good skateboarders, but I think we could bring some other talents to here.
Sure. How old are you guys?
Late teens, very late.
Oh, okay. 19 or like 17?
Yeah, it's just like I have a beard because it's just like,
I mean, you ever seen
that movie
cool.
Jack? You know, like where he grows really fast. I have that. So
yeah, that's a really old movie from like the 80s or whatever.
Oh, is it?
I don't know.
I must have seen it on Nick at Night.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
totally. Right. Hey, Elliot, I like what you've done by cutting the legs off of your jeans and fashioning them into a kind of a denim bandana.
Oh, you noticed that? Cool. Yeah, I thought that was pretty sweet.
Yeah, cutoffs are really cool. Yeah, cutoffs are super cool.
Oh, sweet.
Because it's like you're wearing jeans, but then also you're wearing shorts, and both of those are cool. So like both like together, forget about it.
Scorpion, have you ever thought about calling them jorts?
No.
Jeans? No? Yeah, no. Me neither.
Portmanteaus are for dorks, is what we say.
You know what isn't for dorks, Vince? Our next segment that I'm really excited about.
I am too, Elliot. And it's called Wouldn't You Like to Know?
So wouldn't you like to know is your weekly opportunity as a listener to write into Vince and I and our guest about things you'd like to know about whatever town we're in. And of course, we had our problems this week because we're not really supposed to say exactly where in Kentucky we are, but we were able to work with our publisher, Xander, and we have some really great questions to read. Guys, I have the first one.
Can't wait. Let's hear it, Elliot.
So this one comes from, he says his name is Lord Humongous, and he's just writing from the desert. And he says, hey guys, I'm a huge fan of the show. I am also a ringleader of my own type of gang, and we're in the more post-apocalyptic variety. And I was wondering if we were looking for recruits ever, if we could come to Coolsville.
That's an interesting question.
Yeah.
A little bit soliciting, but
yeah.
You know, let's throw it over to Scorpio. What do you think about being recruited by a roving band of desert bandits?
I don't like that he's trying to steal our people, but I do like that he's in the desert. I assume he's got like a dune buggy.
Yeah, totally. I think he enclosed a picture of himself with a dune buggy.
Okay.
I'm assuming it's his.
Well, I would be willing to send some volunteers and maybe like trade, you know, like magic cards for pop rocks or something like that.
He actually also included a postscript. He said, if that doesn't work out, no big deal. I also own a couple Caribou Coffee franchises, if you guys were ever interested in that. And, you know, I kind of think that's where he went wrong with this.
My offer is off the table.
Well, Lord Humongous, you better luck next time. Maybe try raiding the towns of the southern United States. Better luck there, maybe. But if you're ever coming through Coolsville, it sounds like you're just a little too uncool.
Yeah, agreed.
Well, thanks for writing in anyway. I've got the next question here, Elliot.
Cool. What does it say, Vince?
This one is actually written meticulously on an Etch-A-Sketch.
Wow.
Oh.
That's a first for us.
Yeah, and it came in some very, you know, well-cushioned packaging. It was a box maybe the size of a television box, and it was all like styrofoam peanuts and foam encasings.
Scorpion, just as a side note, are those cool? Foam encasings?
Foam encasing? I mean, you can do a lot of sweet craft projects with it, so that's cool.
Yeah.
So, but they do have to
do a safety, so.
Yeah, you're like protecting something and like maybe don't worry so much about it.
All right.
So, uncool, you know, I think, is the final verdict on that.
Well, why don't you read this uncool letter for us, Vince?
I'll try not to shake the Etch-A-Sketch as I read it. It reads, yo, cats in Coolsville. You know what's the coolest? Movies. Especially ones where people get lost and die. So, talk about the most cool movie ever shot in Coolsville. Deliverance. And then it's written out beetle deedle deedly dee deedly dee. I mean maybe some translation might be necessary. Is that supposed to be sort of like a guitar riff, do you think?
Maybe the banjo.
Oh, maybe it's the banjo. Maybe it's the banjo from Deliverance. Yeah, perhaps.
So we're gonna have to just say no. Listener, you are definitely confused. And just as a side note, guys, wasn't that movie made in like the 70s?
That's a long time ago.
Yes.
That's super long ago. Super uncool.
Do you have anything to say to this, Scorpion? Has anyone ever mistaken this movie or other movies to be set in your town?
I've never heard of that movie because it sounds like it was made like maybe in like World War I times or something.
Yeah.
But what I did connect with is getting lost in the woods, because like it gives you an opportunity to show off any cool pathfinding skills you might have, and so that's really cool. Provided you can find your way again, like if you get lost and then need to be found, that's not cool. But if you can find your way back, that's cool. So I would watch a movie about getting lost in the woods. But maybe not one that's probably like in black and white. Like it sounds like that one is.
Isn't it true that if you put a can of Surge on the ground, it will point to magnetic north since there is so much iron in the drink?
Yeah, it's close. You have to shake it up a bunch, and then you pop it, and then the spray will go north.
I see. That makes a lot more sense, actually. Well, thanks for writing in all the same, anonymous person who sent the Etch-A-Sketch. It looks like a lot of work went into that. Scorpion, do you have the third question for us?
I do. I actually got it via Snapchat.
Oh, cool. Yeah, like we totally know what that is.
Cool. It's a pretty great way to communicate because your communications just like disappear and then no one can track you. So this is a picture of just like a big knife stuck in a piece of ham. And it says, "You hungry, bro?" And my answer to that is yes. I mean, I would love some ham.
Who was that from? Can you tell?
It says it's from Thin Master Flash 420.
Does he live in the town or is he just a fan of the town?
That might be my friend Dolphin.
Oh, Thin Master Flash is like his handle.
Yeah, that's his Snapchat name. Like his Coolsville name is Dolphin. And he's pretty into ham, so I'm guessing, yeah, it's him.
Well, I assume all you guys are into ham, right? Because of all the pig hunting.
Yeah, we eat a lot of ham.
How do you guys prepare it? I mean, none of you guys have like a mom, per se, or dad to prepare it. So have you guys taught yourself to cook or anything?
I mean, we make a lot of fires, big fires, and then you can just roast it over a fire. Or Serge gave us, they had a line of hot soda. It was self-heating Surge Hot. And if you get a bunch of those and you pull the tab on it, there's some sort of like chemical reaction. I don't know, who cares. But the cans get really hot, so you can put that around a pig and it'll burn it. Again, that they said that failed because it burned a lot of hands.
That burned the factory that they made it down, right?
Yeah. But it gets the Surge really hot, like boiling. It's pretty cool.
That does sound super cool.
Sounds super duper cool.
Vince, I think we should get to yet another cool segment. And I think it's safe to say it's one of your favorite segments.
It totally is, Elliot. I think it's the coolest segment we've got.
I wouldn't go that far, but should we get to it anyway?
So this is my opportunity to dive a little bit deeper into a neighborhood that I think is particularly interesting. Get to know the locals, get to know the scene. And this week was a true pleasure. I was in, and you're probably familiar with this area, Scorpion. It's where all the coolest people are. It's called Dirt Bike Alley.
Yeah, it's cool.
I suspect by your kind of sneer that you definitely know where that is.
Right, yeah. It's pretty easy to find because there's always like a big cloud of dirt shooting up.
So Vince, did you ride dirt bikes? What were you doing here all week?
No, I don't ride dirt bikes because I have no coordination. But I was, and I'm pretty uncool. I was outed as uncool while I was living in this area. And I was the victim of some sort of abuses that I'll detail here. I was said to be a loser. Clumps of dirt were thrown at me. My shoes were stolen, and then they threw them over power lines.
Yeah, that is cool.
So I thought that you had, and you actually told me that you shaved half of your head and one of your eyebrows to be cool, but was this part of this whole hazing process?
Yeah, that wasn't to be cool. That was a crime.
Okay.
They committed a crime against me. I was also given a wedgie. I was also given what was later detailed to me as a super wedgie.
Brutal.
Someone did the old gum trick to me, which doesn't sound old at all because I'd never heard of it. And it's not much of a trick either. They just take gum and they stick it in your ear really, really far.
Scorpion, do you guys use these sort of torture methods if someone is on trial, or is this specific to Dirt Bike Alley?
Dirt Bike Alley has a lot of its own cultural norms compared with the rest of the town. I mean, we do obviously use wedgies as punishment. Mm-hmm. And atomic wedgies and super wedgies.
Sure.
But the gum trick, that's all Dirt Bike Alley. Those boys rip it pretty hard.
So Vince, if you weren't outed, and let's say if you were able to ride a dirt bike, what would be kind of your main accomplishment that you would see?
Well, Dirt Bike Alley is sort of a proving ground. It's like a little favela that cropped up around the sweetest dirt bike track of all time. It's got a bunch of jumps. It's got like a mud pit. Snakes live in the mud pit, kind of. and you like jump over that, and then it's like there's a bunch of like places to go and like drink Surge at like biker bars, kind of.
Are there? And just for you listeners and for you, Scorpion, I already know the answer and Vince knows the answer, but are girls cool?
Some are cool, but a lot have cooties.
Yeah, totally.
So that's not cool.
I actually saw some pamphlets and a billboard for the big public health initiative here in Coolsville. It's cooties inoculation, vaccinations.
Yeah, Baboon has been pushing that for a while to try and inoculate us against cooties, because I don't know if you guys know this, but there's another town across the river called Coolstown where there's a bunch of runaway girls.
Interesting.
And sometimes we trade with them because they have more stuff than we do, like pillows and blankets and stuff.
Oh, that probably would have been a good idea.
Game Boys and stuff. So we got to trade with them, but we are afraid we're getting cooties every time.
Well, because they might be rubbing their blankets on them and, you know, coughing into them.
Right? Yeah, and then they just give us a bunch of blankets with cooties on it, and then that's going to spread like crazy.
Yeah.
According to Baboon anywhere. I don't know. He's like our doctor.
Well, it does take some coordination and responsibility to A, have a doctor, and B, go through the whole printing process and design process of putting those pamphlets in that ad campaign together.
Yeah. He found a bunch of paper that came in one of the like packing slips from the Surge crates. And then we just used blood as ink.
Oh, sure. So yeah. That wasn't like Kinko's or anything.
No, he made them all by hand. It was a lot of work for him, and we appreciate his effort.
Wow.
I did notice that the giant billboard outside of Dirt Bike Alley was hand-drawn.
Yeah.
That is quite an accomplishment.
It's on a giant overturned truck, right?
Exactly. Yeah, and we just used a bunch of like grease and stuff and other dirty things to write it out.
That's so cool. So
yeah.
Vince, any other things of note that you'd want to point out for Dirt Bike Alley?
Man, I would like to talk about the high stakes marble games that cropped up in some of the biker bars that I was at.
Marbles seem a little uncool to me.
What's cool is you can put them up your nose and then blow them out.
Oh, that's cool.
That's super gross and cool. So just like playing marbles normally, like they did in the 1700s or whenever, is pretty dorky. And like you would for sure get a wedgie for that. But like hucking them at each other and like sticking them in your nose or like doing magic tricks with them is cool.
Yeah, you wouldn't be like John Adams or Thomas Jefferson playing marbles. This is like a whole new game, right?
Yeah.
Vince, were you able to prove yourself as cool and kind of redeem yourself at all or no?
No, I came in, I saw some marbles and I was like, oh, finally a game that I can understand. And so I tried to strike up a friendly marbles game. And when they noticed that I wasn't, you know, hucking them, I was actually trying to play. Then I got another super wedgie and I got a purple zirple, which is a worse purple nurple. I learned that the hard way.
You go like one way and then back the other way and then the first way again.
Oh man, that sounds awful.
Zirple.
Yeah.
You have to say that too?
Yeah.
Oh man.
No, they make you say it. They make the victim scream zirple because otherwise they won't stop zirpling you. So it's like it's a forced capitulation type humiliation torture.
That sounds awful, and it's definitely something, Vince, that I didn't know.
I wish I didn't know it, Elliot. I wish I hadn't learned it.
Well, we have a drive ahead of us that you can, you know, work on repressing those memories.
Looking forward to it.
And, you know, I'm looking forward to our next segment.
Which is, Did You Know?
Did You Know is our rapid fire weekly fast fact segment, firing facts at you about whatever town we're in. We've got five of them. These are quick tidbits of information. Vince, I believe you have the first one.
I sure do. Elliot and Scorpion, did you know in Coolsville, it's super popular to put baseball cards in the wheels of your bike?
Yeah, that is cool.
That's cool. Did that start here, Vince?
I'm not sure about that. I'm told that it's cool because it makes you sound like you're riding a motorcycle.
Yeah. I mean, you got to have a bunch of baseball cards in your tires to go on Dirt Bike Alley or else you're just riding a normal bicycle and not like a cool dirt bike.
That makes complete sense. Is there some sort of like hierarchy, some sort of status caste with the type of baseball cards you use, or is that uncool?
I mean, it's to a certain degree personal preference. I have a bunch of old Barry Bonds cards. He's cool because he's so jacked.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of the more jacked the baseball player is, the cooler he is.
Does anybody ever use like WWE trading cards? Because those guys are all jacked.
Those guys are all jacked, yeah, for sure. We found it out in the woods, out behind the Lion King's cabin, a whole bunch of like super old ones, probably from the 20s or whatever. And like, there's like the Undertaker and Hulk Hogan.
Like Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yeah, he was in there. So those are pretty cool too, because they're like ripping their shirts off and stuff, which is cool because then you're not wearing a shirt. And also you're like, I don't care about this thing. But then we do have to go trade for more shirts from the girls.
I was going to say, a lot of the shirts seem, I'm not going to say girly, but they are just a little cuter than I would expect walking around a town like this.
Sure, yeah. I mean, when we arrived, like, most people only came with, like, one or two t-shirts for, like, that had, like, a samurai on them or something else cool. But after a while, like, you're going to rip it off, and then you're clothesless. So
that's not very cool.
Yeah, I mean, we get a good amount of free surge t-shirts, but not enough to really cover everybody. So we get a lot of ponchos from the girl side as well, which are pretty
cool. That's practical, yeah. Ponchos are cool.
It's just like a circle with a hole in it.
Yeah, it's like the simplest, coolest thing you could do. And,
yeah.
You know, guys, I didn't know that, but did you know that milk is not allowed in Coolsville?
Yeah, that's true. Unless it's chocolate milk.
Yeah, well, unless it's chocolate milk, which is cool. But the reason, and you could probably add some color to this as well, is that there are so many of you guys featured on milk cartons that if they were to spread around in Coolsville, you might, you know, learn each other's real names and stuff like that.
Yeah, for sure. We had a big, like, a milk truck overturned on the highway about 2 miles away, like a year and a half ago. And so we went to raid it, and we brought a bunch of it back, and then it was like, oh no, I know your name's Chris, and you're from Santa Monica, and like, that's so dorky.
Yeah, totally.
And it was a real bummer, so we had to like, everybody whose name got known got a wedgie, and then we promised to forget it.
Well, I think that's a pretty reasonable solution.
Yeah.
Does seem to be a lot of trucks overturning in the vicinity of this town, though.
We put a lot of wooden stakes out there.
Ah, I see.
Oh, cool.
See.
And that's like, pretty cool. Yeah.
Well, do you, Scorpion, do you have a did you know fact for us?
Yeah, I do. Did you know that once a month, like this big helicopter lands out of the edge of town and like it looks cool, but we all hide from it because a bunch of adults come out and like trade stuff with the Lion King. And he gives them, like, notebooks and stuff, and they probably give him, I don't know, like, a katana or whatever.
Well, so I did not know that. I haven't witnessed this helicopter. Who do you guys think is piloting it?
I don't know, maybe The Rock?
The Rock as in Dwayne The Rock Johnson, the actor and former wrestler?
Yeah, because he did that in San Andreas, which is a really cool movie.
You guys get movies here?
Sometimes a movie truck turned over.
Oh, movie truck. Yeah. Yeah.
We had to go to girls' camp because they have electricity and TVs and stuff.
Well, they seem to have their stuff together over there.
I guess. I mean, they don't have Dirt Bike Alley or like any shurikens.
That is an interesting counterpoint.
But they do have running water and electricity.
Well, that is overrated. Yeah. But I guess the one trade-off is the movie situation.
Yes.
Yeah. So do you guys have some sort of a treaty where you can watch movies together? Or
the first day of spring is movie day. So we go, we watch a bunch of movies and eat a ton of ham.
That's good. Like, you guys bring the ham. They have the electricity and all the, you know, functional things needed for society.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
So once a month, though, this helicopter lands and they exchange, you know, speculatively katanas for more notebooks and equipment?
Yeah, the Lion King says, don't worry about it. I'm just turning in my research, but I don't know what that means, so I don't worry about it.
I kind of feel like there's a bigger story here. Because in several drawings I've seen of the Lion King, he's wearing a serge polo t-shirt.
Yeah, I mean, we all have free serge stuff, so.
But he also has like a name tag and a clipboard. I mean, do you think that maybe he's like doing this for any sort of ulterior motive?
I don't know what ulterior means, but.
Oh, yeah, I neither do I. I just heard it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, this isn't cool at all. This line of questioning isn't cool, Elliot. So maybe we should move on to the next did you know?
Yeah, sure. Do you have it, Vince?
You know, I do have it. Elliot and Scorpion, did you know if you fall down and get hurt, it's okay to cry about it a little bit. That's okay. That's not uncool.
Really?
Just a little bit, though.
Scorpion, yeah. Can you comment on this?
It's okay, just a little bit. Like, if you got snot nose, that's not cool. Mm-hmm. But, like, crying a little bit shows that you did, in fact, feel pain, but it, like, didn't throw you off. Because, like, if you fall down and you don't cry a little bit, you might be a robot.
Yeah, that's valid true. Point.
No. And, like, those aren't allowed here.
I was told by the local authorities that after I was crying after getting roughed up in Dirt Bike Alley that I was definitely crying too much.
Yeah, I believe that. You look like you probably cried too much.
Yeah, just speaking from someone who's around Vince all the time, I can say he does cry a lot. But he does have other redeeming traits.
I will say that. Did you get snot nose?
No, totally not.
Oh, okay. I did get snot nose.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Oh, Vince, I was trying to help you out there.
Gross.
Well, I'm just going to go ahead and say I did not know that, guys. But did you know that there actually is one valid adult in Coolsville?
Who is this? I thought this was not allowed.
Well, he's kind of a timeless soul. His name is Cookie Crook, and you guys might know him as the mascot for a Cookie Crisp cereal.
Yeah.
You know, when Cookie Crisp, the cereal, was deemed as unhealthy, this guy had to find solace somewhere. He was out of work, and you guys graciously took him in.
Yeah, we granted him, like, a safe haven, because even though he's an adult, he's also a crook, which is
cool. And
he
likes cookies, and he subsists on cookies. And he likes
cookies, yeah. And he gives us a lot of Cookie Crisp cereal.
Sure.
Which we eat, but it's like a little bit of a bummer because I always wish there was milk with it.
Oh, yeah, because you guys don't have milk, so that kind
of... Yeah, yeah. So we just kind of eat it dry or with ham and Surge, which is pretty good.
That's kind of like the food pyramid, I think, of the town, right?
Yeah, we do put a bunch of ham on top of the Surge pyramid as well.
Well, I think that was really, you know, great of what you guys did for Cookie Crook, because he was on his way to the electric chair, I think, if I remember the news story, which I totally wasn't alive for that, but because that was way, way back when.
Yeah, I think it was in like 1640 or something.
Yeah, I think like Ben Franklin banished him and said, like, your cereal is not doing anything for kids anymore. But that's great that you guys were able to take him in and that he has really become a benchmark of the coolness of the town.
Yeah.
And I think that illustrates more than anything what this town is all about. It's all about being cool. It's about staying cool.
Yeah, that's why it's called Coolsville.
You know, I'm actually just getting that.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Like, it hadn't occurred to me earlier that it's like a cool spelling of the word cool, right?
Yeah. And it's kind of a portmanteau, which I know I said were for dorks, but yeah. This one's acceptable because the Lion King set it up. It's like, this is the last portmanteau that will ever be set in Coolsville. Okay, Lion King.
Oh. That was like one of his commandments?
Yeah.
Did he have any, like, a couple other commandments maybe that you know?
Sure, yeah. He said, like, always tie your shoes so you don't fall down too much, but probably just get Velcro shoes instead. That was one. Another one was, let me know how you feel after drinking like 6 cans of Surge on a scale of 1 to 5, of 5 being super strong and 1 being super sick.
So that commandment's more like research based.
I don't know what that word means, but yeah.
Well, those sound like great things to live by, to me at least.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know,
then grip it and rip it, of course. He says a lot.
That's a great catchphrase. And let's grip it and rip it on over to our last segment, Wish You Were Here.
So, listeners, in a perfect world, you join us on our travels each and every week. But since that's not the case, we do the next best thing, which is write an audio postcard from us in the town that we're staying in to you, the listener. It goes a little something like this. Dear listener, wish you were here in Coolsville, Kentucky.
We know that wishing is for sissies, but if you aren't a sissy, come to this town by kids for kids.
Where everything's cool, there's plenty of surge, ham is there to be eaten, and there's no cooties.
And there's definitely no adults researching and documenting different effects of surge, but there is one adult, Cookie Crook, who is awesome.
Yeah, he's really cool.
So if you're feeling cool, come on down to Coolsville.
Farewell from these parts to yours.
Hey listeners, hope you enjoyed Coolsville, Kentucky, and I hope you stick with us next week when we're in Caucus, Florida.
Caucus, Florida is a town that is constantly caucusing regardless of election years or viable candidates. So come back, it's going to be a great one.